We have one more area to look at before moving on to implement our project plan, and that is to consider the resources required to make it happen. Some of the issues associated with resource allocation will have become apparent during the planning process. However, in order to ensure that you have the right resource when you need it, you should consider the following points. Think carefully about the nature and level of expertise required. A mismatch of expertise to the job could have significant impact on the task duration estimates that you have prepared, not to mention the quality. Prepare clear role specifications that are understood and agreed. Ensure that the expertise you require is available when you need it. Discuss and agree certain points with the individual's workplace line manager to confirm arrangements regarding areas such as taking annual leave, performance review and feedback, reward and recognition, and availability criteria, etc. Establish any contractual criteria regarding external or subcontracted resource and ensure that the appropriate terms and conditions are secured and managed. Also think about other types of resource that you may require, for example equipment and materials, and prepare clear specifications with associated timescales and costs. Look at how your resource is allocated through the project's life cycle and identify in advance if there are any areas of over-allocation. Plan in advance how to resolve these issues and take preventative measures rather than wait for the crisis to happen. You may have a number of different options to resolve resource conflicts. In each case, remember to conduct some scenario planning and assess each one against your plan to confirm that it is feasible. Also review each option in light of the cost, time, quality triangle, the three guiding principles, to help you come to the most appropriate solution to the problem. Finally, remember that this, like all of the project control techniques, is not a one-off exercise and should form part of your regular project monitoring activities. Full versus part-time project teams. You may or may not have a choice over whether your project team is full or part-time. There are advantages and disadvantages to both scenario, and it is therefore important that you assess your particular situation in order to maximise the benefits and minimise the drawbacks.